What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Ben, you talked about wanting to see some clarity at the left tackle spot this week. What did you learn during practices, joint practice, and maybe what you keep seeing?
I think this game is going to go a long way, and I would be remiss to say I could really tell from the sideline view. We're going to have to look at that tape to know for sure, but we kind of came into this game saying that this was going to be a big one for that eval.
Well, guess what? When that game was a big one for that eval, according to head coach Ben Johnson, this is Rahimian Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Brody, and we get to hear about that game where they got 528 total yards of offense against Buffalo in a 38-0 win. I'd say check mark. You did your job and then some. That was nice to hear from Ben Johnson.
Check mark. I'm checking mark right now.
Oh, here I am. I have been checked.
Oh, should we? I feel like we should do some sort of special open here because it's a different kind of Bears hit with Mark.
It's
Reddy.
A newer type.
Can I get some extended dance mix type of music?
The request is in.
Let's see what the DJ does.
You know, like maybe some think Anthony Rizzo walk up music type of vibe.
Yeah.
So really, Mark Grody walk up music.
It's time for an extended dance mix Bears hit with Mark Grody.
Bears. Should we start with the offensive line? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the Grody open works.
Yeah.
So yeah, this welcome to the extended dance mix version.
Welcome to the jungle.
That's a different song.
Oh yeah.
Gripping your pillow down with Mark Grody. We start on the offensive line.
Let's do it.
We do have fun in games.
Let's do it. Yo, Braxton Jones was your starting left tackle last time. It's looking more and more like he's probably going to be the guy. Theo Benedet played left tackle. Karan Amagaji was in there. Ozzie Trapillo was just right tackle last night. But I was at his locker last night, Braxton Jones's, and I asked him about how openly critical Ben Johnson and Dan Roschar have been of the left tackle competition. When I say that, the exact phraseology that I quoted to him was about those guys saying, nobody has grabbed the gig yet. Nobody has grabbed it. And I wondered to Braxton Jones how he takes that from the coaching staff.
It's the nature of the game. I can't, you know, take it to heart. All it is for me is, you know, I got to go out there and work harder. More than anything, it's just show myself clarity, show myself what I need to do to improve. To be honest, I don't want to look too hard on it or give myself too much of a, you know, like a gap to close or whatever. But eight months ago, I did severely break my ankle. And so I'm still working and I'm doing a lot of things for myself, trying to show myself. And then obviously showing myself more than anything is going to allow these coaches to see. But at the end of the day, when he says things like that, it's, you know, totally fine. Obviously, if you are a competitor, it fires a little bit in you, and that's completely fine. I love it, and I think it just brings a better competitive nature, for sure.
So the injury thing, which you brought up, obviously. So relative to that, do you feel like you're where you should be because of that? Is that partly what you're saying?
I think I'm way ahead of just you know, the progression of how it went for me personally, and just, you know, the mental battle it was. You know, like I said, I don't want to be too down on or anything like that, but the mental battle was huge for me, and to be where I'm at, back on the field, putting good reps out there, good film out there still, at least I'm, you know, being critical of myself too. I need to clean up some things, but just still working on that and getting back is, you know, for me, myself, and what I've done, it's unbelievable.
You know what this is a reminder of when I hear him talk about this? It's that we are in this such asset-driven fantasy football type of world where we sometimes forget, especially because we don't necessarily hear from these players when they're hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get to take the journey with them, like, yeah, I'm going to be out, surgery was fine, whatever. You get such limited exposure, and so it's great that you're in the locker room talking to guys that they're not coming to the podium every day.
No.
And right. So you get a real insight into what they're going through, and it's more than just the physical.
Yeah, I mean, what he said, man, like, it was, like, even the body language when we were talking, he's like, man, 8 months ago, I did severely break my... It was like a reminder, hey, everybody, that did happen. And then he talks about the mental battle of it, just to be... So his answer was, the way I would sum it up, AI style, is that he's like, I am right where I should be, and I was hurt 8 months ago, and this is tough. What's going on? It's not good. It's not ideal. The Bears, I mean, it doesn't do anything. It probably makes Bears fans worries more, actually, but that's a guy being real about what's going on.
A couple of thoughts about Braxton Jones, and I've been as critical of him as anyone, but every time I hear him speak, I'm reminded as to why he's in this position. Like that, he's really good on a microphone. And you see why people want to work with him or why they like him or they want to give him these chances.
Smart guy, really smart
dude. It's not just that. That is incredibly graceful to be able to say what he said in that way. There's a lot of people, myself included, who would be a little more emphatic about it. I'd be like, dude, I broke my ankle. Like, what do you want from me? I'm 6'5". The ankle's twice the size of yours. But he doesn't do that.
But that's where it was going. So you did hear that. I'm glad you guys heard it the same way.
But the way he said it, every time he's on a microphone, I really enjoy what he has to say. I enjoy his personality.
Amen.
I also say it's not the National Talking League, unfortunately. It makes sense as to why he's still probably your best bet at left tackle. But here's where it starts to get concerning is, why is he your best bet at left tackle? You know, why is he still the dude? And he looked much better in this game than he did the week before. His anchor looked better. His base and his setup looked better. You know, I've been critical of how much of a stance he has. I think it's a little narrow for somebody his height. I take up as much space as you possibly can, but he wasn't getting pushed back into Caleb Williams as quickly and in the same spot. You know, like, you can get pushed back into your QB, but if you're behind him, it's okay, right? if you're behind him, that means that that he's still protected in the pocket. So that hasn't been necessarily what we've seen in previous appearances out of him.
Well, and the big thing, Layla, too, it's a lot of offensive linemen will say this, but like, what are you working on? Like, what do you need to be better at? And he just said, got to get that pad level lower.
And unfortunately, what does that require? If you stand up, you're bending what? Knees and ankles, hinging at your hips.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the point he's trying to make is, I'm better, as in I have had surgery, I am healed, but it takes a while to get the full mobility, flexibility, and then, only then, can you actually work on your leg strength and the things you have to do in the offseason. He missed the whole offseason of basically working out. And if you'll remember, when we learned, Ben Johnson told us, as we talk about Braxton Jones and the run through the locker room with Mark Grody after the game last night here on Raheemy and Harris, if you listened, we all thought, oh, it'll be a miracle if he can start, if he's not even going to be ready for the start of camp. He's made strides. It's just no one else is kind of, I guess, passed.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This segment with Raheemy and Harris and Mark Grody, our Bears hit on 670 The Score, is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And I've said this before. I think when you're drawing up your trick plays, when you get to be the mad scientist, you're gaming for what your individuals do well. And I've always thought that Braxton Jones in space, like, if you set up a screen pass and he's moving, I feel like he is a guy who, when he's healthy, can do that for you. He's great when it comes to being a downfield blocker and making tackles in space. The bigger question becomes, your second round pick in Ozzie Trapillo, who I think you might have wanted there, is not working out well. And I know there was a lot of surprise about what we saw out of Theo Benedict last week. But when you go back and you look at the tape of that game in game one of the preseason, not only did you see him picking up his own blocks, what I thought was really encouraging was that you saw him with, we talk about help defense all the time in the NBA. There was help blocking going on with Theo Benedict. Like, he would finish his block and get some guy completely out of the way of the play, and then he'd help somebody else. And that's where I think the technique comes in. Like, we're seeing a lot more deliberate blocking schemes on the Bears offensive line overall. But all of that to say, your best laid plan is still probably not the one that's playing out right now for your team.
As in, Trapillo would ideally be your best left tackle?
Potentially. What is the direction when you decide to draft the 6'8 guy who normally played right tackle?
Yeah.
And that right tackle spot, as we all know, is probably the most settled on the team outside of, you know, previously. Last year, for example, that's your most settled spot on the team.
Darnell Wright's
not moving.
Of course.
So then now you know you've got like a logjam of guys with similar skill sets, but nobody's really standing out.
Well, and I said that from the beginning. I have anybody that asked me, and when I had chances to get in front of a microphone, I said it's not realistic to think that a guy who played mostly right tackle in college is going to come up and win the left tackle job in a year that is not in rebuild mode. You're not just throwing anybody out there, which is part of what I have actually appreciated about this, that it's an actual competition and they're not just making stuff up. They don't have their built-in bias. Actually, they probably did have a built-in bias to have Trapillo be the guy, but they're like, no, it ain't working. So previous regimes have not comported themselves that way. They had a preconceived idea.
And they wrote it way too hard. Even this regime.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson with Ryan Poles, I'm going to force this square peg into a round hole. We've seen that with other, I don't know, third round picks. I just think when you look at where they are now, and we talked about it a little bit on Friday, but Layla, Theo Benedet is out here getting run. There's a reason Theo Benedet is out here getting run, and it's mainly because no one else took the bull by the proverbial horns.
Well, also, it just says a lot about your talent development. Think about that spot. And think about how much we talk about the offensive line and how there was 27 combinations of offensive linemen last year for the Bears. Theo Benedet was somebody who they didn't even think would see the field in a game. And even with all the opportunities, what does that say about your talent development last season when this is a guy who we see look like that in games and in practice to a qualified coach?
Yeah, I mean, like I was just thinking about this. The Bears' best left tackle in the last 10, 15 years, Charles Leno, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I'm just saying, like, they still got to get that figured out. Let me move on here with our Bears hit. Do you say two words? Bears
oh,
hit?
Yeah.
Bears two hit words. Two
After
words.
After 38-0?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. I just wanted to confirm. We'll see what Lawrence says. Lawrence is usually
the
decider.
Judge.
Yeah, he is the judge. We'll see. And I do think Lawrence will be on today after the first Cubs game. Alameda Zaccheaus. I told you guys we would hear from, and I said somewhat sexy football talk here from Alameda Zaccheaus, who had the 36-yard touchdown.
Modestly sexy football?
Well, I'll let you
what
guys.
About this?
Partially sexy?
Talk.
Ooh, yeah. What did you say for before? Shoulder yeah. showing
Bear
sexy?
Bare shoulder football.
Yeah, fetching football talk. Just a little something. Just a little something to get you excited.
I think they call that a tease.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teasing going on out there. It's the Rahimi and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are you gonna ask Ben Johnson a question like that and will he vomit?
If I could get a Bears
get
head coach to
being
vomit.
Uncomfortable.
Hey, like if you just get him to revile him just a little bit, like curl back.
If you see something, say something.
Coach, our goal is to get you to vomit.
Yeah. Can you go ahead and throw up, sir? We appreciate that.
Oh, candy. Awesome.
Alameda. How about that? All right. Cheeks. Alameda. It's everywhere.
What? See,
it's everywhere.
See.
It's everywhere.
You cross the line.
It's
the cheeks
everywhere.
Cross the line.
What?
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ Moore hates the conversation already, right?
What? What?
We're way too off.
Here
we're way too off the rails for practical DJ.
Alameda Zaccheaus talking about his 36-yard touchdown. You're not going
to
play it out,
Robbie? So quick. You have to make quick decisions. And I know when I caught the ball, I'm probably going to have maybe one or two people to make miss. And then seeing the post safety, it's kind of like stopped his feet. But I thought he had a little bit more momentum, so I kind of stopped my feet. I was getting ready to cut, but I seen that he stopped his momentum like almost completely, so I just kept running.
You got to navigate a lot of things in that moment, right?
Yeah, I mean, I said it happens quick, so you just got to kind of trust your instincts and like what you see at the moment and just roll. So
you're still learning Ben Johnson and his like tendencies in a game, but like when you see the score, you see that you guys are like still going for it on, you know, in the fourth quarter. What does that teach you just to kind of about his relentless, like we're going to, you know, put up a lot of points, we're going to win this game by a lot?
I mean, it's just how he is. This is what he does even, you know, throughout his career as a coach. Like you see that, you know, put up 50 plus points last year, I think two times. So You just see, like, that's just who he is and how he rolls, so.
Semi-sexy? Moderately sexy?
It's modestly sexy.
It's not cheek sexy.
You went overboard with the cheeks. You had me really listening for like, oh, what's he going to say?
I oversold it. In were sexy.
I wanted it to be sexy so badly that I oversold it. But
no,
I do.
No. Yeah.
But it was.
Yeah. We take our W's. Come on.
Okay. It's a 38-0 day. You're right. That was a win.
It was a one-off. It was a one-night. I'm sorry. One-play stand. He had one catch. Now the catch went to the house. Don't get me wrong.
No, I loved seeing that. Like a guy catching the ball in space.
There it is.
And then disposing of two defenders, and then to see the real-time game speed of Olamide Zaccheaus. There's guys who run the 40-yard dash well, and it doesn't always translate in space or in game. What I'm seeing from Olamide Zaccheaus, and he is fast. Like the game speed, the practice speed, is something with Olamide Zaccheaus. I enjoyed that play last night.
Is he their most underrated free agent pickup?
I mean, I don't think so because of how much we've talked about him. Like, we knew exactly. We're like, oh, who's in the slot? And then we asked the question. We get Olamide Zaccheaus. We also knew that he was going to factor in on special teams. And then I think it was the surprise when they got Luther Burden. But I can't say yes to that because we did discuss him so much.
We did discuss him a lot. I just thought once Luther Burden III got taken with the first of their 3 second-round picks that, okay, maybe Zaccheaus isn't going to have the role I thought he was. But since then, he's done everything to prove, yes, I deserve a role in this offense.
Also, when was the last time you found yourself saying phrases about Bears offensive players doing things? Like, I found myself going, oh, yeah, that was a nice split of the safeties there. And I'm like, whoa. When was the last time I even said that?
Yeah, you're like,
I was like Celine Dion. It's all coming back to me now. And the video is super dramatic, but that's kind of how I felt. And then I'm like, oh, the Bears got the ball back already. And I was like, what?
I think that's
look at this time. I'm like, oh, they got the ball back. Like, neat.
It took me a while to notice on the scoreboard too. Neat.
That's the one off. There's meat, and then there's what we heard today. Neat.
You're looking up like as a reporter there at the game, and you're not really paying attention to the score because that's not what the preseason is about. And you're like, oh damn, it's 21-0. Bears are up 21-0. Do we have time to hear from Mr. Cole Kmet? I got two more cuts here. If we don't have time, it's okay.
Okay, we have a choose your own team adventure here.
Okay. Production meeting.
Yeah, we're gonna have to produce on the fly.
Where's Parth?
No.
I think we got it.
We're all grows up.
Lockout management. Yeah, this is us.
I think we got to pivot.
I don't know, man.
It's the series of the year, and not everybody's playing their best.
I'm going to leave it
up
to you two guys.
They hire me to drive.
Oh, yeah. Layla's the driver.
All right. Tell me, Grody, tell me what you... Tell me why this next segment should be Bears.
Well, if it was to be Bears, I would say we've been talking about Luther Burden, and I know you guys want to hear from Luther Burden, who is developing, and there's a progression. And there's Cole Kmet talking about his big play down the seam last night and what he thought about thriving on the first drive, which the Bears never did last year.
All right, Marshall.
Cubs, Marshall.
Burden, I'm in on. But maybe we split it up because I'm telling you, Kyle Tucker's got to be better than what he has been. And I think that's something we need to discuss.
I know. And I think we could also move that a little bit to the 5 on it at noon. And well, I know. Well, and we're going to talk to Derek Stevens about the big trip at 11:45. So maybe after that, too, we can discuss it because I agree.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.